This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Rhinocort. Active ingredient, S. budesonide. This leaflet provides important information about using Rhinocort. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Rhinocort. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Rhinocort? Rhinocort contains the active ingredient budesonide and is used to treat allergic rhinitis. Rhinocort belongs to a family of medicines called corticosteroids, which are used to help reduce inflammation. Allergic rhinitis is an inflammation or swelling of the nose lining, which may cause blockage, runny nose, itching and/or sneezing. This is often, but not always, due to an allergy to something in the air, e.g. pollen, dust mites. You may have symptoms only during spring or summer. This type of allergy is generally due to various pollens and is commonly referred to as hay fever. Some people may experience symptoms all year round. This is usually caused by house dust mites, pets, or molds and is commonly referred to as perennial allergic rhinitis. What should I know before I use Rhinocort? Warnings. Do not use Rhinocort if you are allergic to budesonide or other corticosteroids or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. You have frequent nosebleeds. These may be caused by your condition and still require treatment. You have severe nasal infections, especially candidiasis, thrush. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: nasal, sinus, or chest infection. Recent injury that has not healed, or surgery to your nose. Open sores in your nose. Severe nasal congestion, or obstruction. Tuberculosis, TB, or have been exposed to someone who has tuberculosis, chickenpox, or measles, glaucoma, cataracts, or have an eye infection, diabetes. It may not be safe for you to use Rhinocort if you have any of these conditions. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Rhinocort may interfere with each other. These include other corticosteroid medicines for conditions such as asthma, allergies, or skin rash. These may include tablets, asthma inhalers, nasal sprays, or eye or nose drops. Medicines used to treat fungal infections, e.g. ketoconazole, itraconazole, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and stomach ulcers. Some antibiotic medicines, including erythromycin, clarithromycin. These medicines may be affected by Rhinocort, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of Rhinocort, or you may need to use a different medicine. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using Rhinocort. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Rhinocort. How do I use Rhinocort? How much to take? Your doctor may tell you to use doses that are different to those outlined below. If so, follow your doctor's instructions. Allergic rhinitis / hay fever. When you first start using Rhinocort, the usual starting doses: 2 sprays into each nostril in the morning, or 1 spray into each nostril twice a day, in the morning and evening. Do not exceed the recommended dose. It may take a few days, in rare cases after 2 weeks of using Rhinocort, before you notice any improvement in your symptoms. Once your symptoms improve, after your allergies have improved, your doctor may tell you to reduce the dose of Rhinocort. This may be 1 spray into each nostril in the morning. Nasal polyps. Adults 18 years and older. The usual doses. One spray into each nostril twice a day, in the morning and evening. How long to use it? Adults and children 12 years and older. Continue using your Rhinocort for as long as your doctor tells you to. Children 6 to 12 years of age. Talk to your child's doctor if your child needs to use the spray for longer than 2 months a year. How to use it. Each pack of Rhinocort contains an instruction leaflet that tells you the correct way to use it. Please read the leaflet carefully. If you do not understand the instruction leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Gently blow your nose before using Rhinocort. Use only in your nose. When to take/use Rhinocort. To prevent symptoms, start using Rhinocort before the hay fever season, or before coming into contact with something you know will cause your allergic rhinitis. If you start using Rhinocort early, it will help reduce the severity of your symptoms. If you forget to use Rhinocort should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, use it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Rhinocort, if you think that you have used too much Rhinocort, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Rhinocort? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. If symptoms persist or worsen, or if new symptoms occur, stop use and see your doctor. Ask your doctor to examine your nose from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are using Rhinocort. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are using Rhinocort. If you become pregnant while using Rhinocort, tell your doctor. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Rhinocort. Things you should not do. Do not use Rhinocort to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Rhinocort to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Rhinocort affects you. Rhinocort may cause dizziness in some people. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Rhinocort in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Headache. Dizziness. Tiredness. Sneezing after spraying or irritated nose. Nosebleeds. Nasal crust. Dry nose or mouth. Itching or sore throat. Cough. Increased amount of sputum. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. They are usually mild and only last for a short time. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Severe rash. An ulcer, open wound in your nose. Sign or symptoms of a nasal or sinus infection such as a persistent fever, pain or swelling, or discolored nasal discharges. If you have any change in vision or have blurred vision, call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Corticosteroids taken through the nose for long periods may affect how children grow. In rare cases, some children may be sensitive to the growth effects of corticosteroids, so the doctor may monitor a child's height. Ask your doctor to answer any questions you may have. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Rhinocort contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 64 mg budesonide per dose. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disodium metidate. Potassium sorbate, E202. Glucose. Dispersible cellulose. Polysorbate 80, E433. Purified water. Hydrochloric acid, E507 may have been added to adjust the pH of the solution. Potential allergens. Potassium sorbate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Rhinocort looks like. Rhinocort comes in a brown glass bottle containing approximately 50 sample pack or 120 doses with metered pump spray equipment and nasal adapter. The 120 dose bottle is available as a 1 120 doses or 2 bottle 240 dose pack, 2 bottles. Rhinocort aqueous 64 micrograms nasal spray, Ostar 7-5-6-5-8. Rhinocort aqueous 32 micrograms nasal spray, Ostar 7-5-6-5-5. Who distributes Rhinocort? Johnson. Anne. Johnson Pacific. Australia, New Zealand, 45 Jones Street, Ultimo, New South Wales 2007. Registered trademark. Consumer Care Centre Australia. 1-800-029-979 New Zealand. 0-800-446-147 Overseas customers, plus 61-2826-0836-6. This leaflet was prepared in May 2023.